Huh. I wonder when they're putting the fans up. I have a feeling that's going to change.
The fans are intended to create the feel of a tornado in a tiny theater in the East Village. The Wild Project on East 3rd Street is getting ready for the play Baby Screams Miracle.
That big dark cloud. That was an ugly storm.
The play tells the story of a freak storm that knocks down all the trees in town and reunites a family. It was written by 27-year-old Claire Barron. It's going to be her first full-length production, and she barely believes her luck.
It was really crazy for me as a relatively young and new playwright to be able to send something to a theater that I really respect and hear back from them and have like personal contact with the artistic director.
The artistic director is Maria Stryer. She's one of the founders of Club Thumb. The company started accidentally in 1996 when Stryer and co-founder Meg McCary decided to put together a play. Stryer says it was addictive from there.
We didn't have a mission originally, but then we looked at what we did and we were like, oh, we seem to like funny, strange, provocative plays, and they seem to be by living American writers. And then after a while, we weren't doing any plays by that had been produced before, so we did new plays. And then after a while, we started commissioning plays. And then after a while, we were developing a lot of plays.
That accidental mission gained Club Thumb 5 Obie Awards, including one this week, establishing its reputation among peers in the theater world.
Producing new plays is always a risky venture, or is usually a risky venture. However, Maria and Club Thumb take it one step further.
Stephanie Ibarra is the artistic associate at the Public Theater.
They embrace writers whose imaginations are huge, and their writing is huge in what it is trying to accomplish. You're not going to see like a kitchen sink drama at Club Thumb.
Today, the company receives a few hundred plays a year. It selects 3 to produce and about 10 or 15 to help develop.
I'm not sure if I mind that they're fighting. You know,
I think you should. I think you can enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I like enjoy that they're... Yeah.
Actress Chinasa Obuago is starting another play presented this year, Phoebe in Winter. As part of Club Thumb's philosophy, she gets the same pay as the director, the playwright, and everyone else. And that also means she has a say.
It just feels very open. It feels like people are open to hear suggestions. It feels like everything is welcome.
Club Thumb can take risks because it doesn't have as many expenses as a large theater company or as many people to please. It has only 3 full-time employees, including Stryer, and its annual budget is about $350,000. About half of that goes to producing its SummerWorks Festival. The money comes from grants, some government support, and mostly from foundations, all raised by Stryer.
Outside of the money thing, I think that, you know, I have a dream job. It's really doing these new plays. I mean, you just get this group of people together working on something that's never been done before. It's a wildly idealistic enterprise, and it's exhilarating.
All SummerWorks tickets go for $18. The festival runs through June. For WNYC, I'm Gisele Regatau.